Hello, welcome to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master. With me we have Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
Hi. I was gonna say Natalie. God.
Mike, who plays Blastar.
Hi, everyone.
Art, who plays Shinsoku.
What's up, everybody?
And Rob, who plays Emon.
I'm last.
Oh, that's why it's that. Okay. That makes sense now.
Who plays Demon? He has a sticker on his forehead that says Emon.
Yeah, it wasn't my choice. I got stuck with it.
Thank you, Podcast Dad. That was hilarious.
This tracks, yes. Question of the day.
Uh-oh.
So yeah, favorite
Hero Clash for Natalie.
Yeah, character's favorite video game genre.
That's genre, the so it's an entire...
Yeah. Not favorite game, but like favorite genre, like fighters, RPGs, and why.
I think Demon could probably have one.
Yeah, I've already thought of a few.
All right, so let's start with Demon.
Oh, start with me. Well, hey, Demon, when he was a kid, never actually played video games, though when he was,
released on his own recognizance.
Yep, and he still calls hanging them out with his, his friends, Claire and Leo, they actually got him to start gaming.
So what's his favorite kind of game?
RTS.
That tracks.
I was going to say mobile. He just sits there and plays mobile games on his phone.
No, straight RTS.
Yeah.
Co-op, if possible, with them.
That is the best way to play
RTS. Yeah, they cover for him.
She's a technopath. She just kind of wins.
Yeah,
but that was after Surge.
True.
Art. She was a hacker before the Surge.
So just as good. Got it. Art, so what is Shinsoku's
4X strategy?
Okay. Which is like Civ.
Civ and...
Empire.
I actually like the, keep releasing new stuff for it.
Humankind just came out, which I've heard is really bad.
No, I do the space ones.
Oh, Sins of the Solar Empire?
Solaris.
Okay. But so is that Shinsoku as well?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
More Minecraft.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Rico's a lot like me. JRPGs, man.
Trax.
Junior Rocker Propel Grenades.
Natalie?
She likes cozy games.
Define.
Animal Crossing.
Stardew Valley. The kind of games that you sit down and play and you don't have to have your heart racing. It's just chill.
Because she has other things to get her heart racing.
Because everything else in her life is unchill. The most anxiety. The most heart racing.
You're right.
So to sit down and be like...
All right. I like it. Yeah, okay.
What's Paul's?
Pretty much any RPG. If it's got a stat sheet, I'll probably play it. At least once. Mostly. Right now, it's open world RPGs are my shtick, but I did just buy a couple JRPGs, so I'll probably be playing those.
So, who remembers what happened last time?
We made Crab popular.
He went public.
Yes, I went public.
To
really, really good results.
It went really well.
It's about as well as it could have gone.
Yeah, good fan roll, man. Conley
even showed up.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the name.
Hmm?
I remembered its name.
Yes, you did.
I don't remember its gender, so I just said it.
They.
Wait, who?
Mizunokama.
Mizunokama's a guy. He showed up and basically told him, like, hey, Art. So I was going through... And also they saved the president. Was that the one before?
That was the one before.
Got it. By the way, I was also going through... I'm listening to the podcast as it releases. And as a plot hook involving Shinsoku or... Samurai Crab that you missed from the Hero Forge.
I may have to go back and re-listen to that one.
If you'd like, I'll read you. I'll read it to you. I wrote it down. But that's up to you. You don't have to. I mean, obviously.
I don't know. I was waiting for Paul to be like, well, one of you can burn an inspiration for me to tell him the plot point.
No, I'll just wait till next week. Listen to it again. Would have been the one right at the very end, right?
It was. It was from the Archon, yeah. So there's the necro. There's two ones that are pressing. The necro connected cataclysm. You guys haven't dealt with that yet. You haven't even tried hunting down necro, and you were told it was pressing. So good on you guys.
We've been busy. We've taken vacations.
And but where are the walkers between the worlds, which you guys kind of did.
We're working on, but
so Shinsoku is part of a group. Your purpose will become clear once you find the others.
Okay, I still think we. I haven't really ignored that. I was thinking that was the...
Atlantean.
The Atlanteans. No.
Nope.
Oh.
Okay. No, that's Amaterasu.
Mm-hmm. And also, no one's even tried hunting down Liberator, which is technically before Art's time, so he gets a pass.
Right, he torched our cars and then ran away, and we never encountered him again.
No.
And I pointedly not mentioned him.
Yeah, we figured it was gone, done.
Yeah. Or we Hence, figured...
he wasn't mentioned. He got Since away.
He's not causing any trouble.
I didn't say that.
Well, you've given us no indication that he was.
Yeah, and wouldn't people above us be like, hey, remember when you were fighting Liberator? He's back again.
No. World's a big place. Lots of things going on.
You know, I feel like it's not our fault for forgetting. I feel like it is your fault.
He is your guy's nemesis. Or so far as your nemesis until you take him out. You know? He's the white whale, the guy who got away.
Don't look at me. That was before my time.
Well, technically, no.
No, not anymore.
Your current
Not timeline. Shinsoku.
That's
not
Shinsoku. True. Shinsoku's like, damn
it. It was before Art's time. Yeah. Oh, he torched Shinsoku's car instead of, like, brute force.
Oh, yeah, because brute force had a badass Mustang. Or badass something, yeah.
Yeah.
A monster truck.
I like it.
The full opposite of
the smart for two.
The powder blue smart for two. I was going through some plot hooks that were dangling. I don't think they'll all get tied up. There may be some that get pushed forward to the next campaign. But, yeah. Just hanging that out there. I'm just saying, the one with Shinsoku maybe want to be handled before then, because...
But
the other characters won't have any tie to it.
There are more like you, Amaterasu, the rest of the Kami.
Mm-hmm.
Kami gang? Yeah, I mean, that's a reasonable thought. You've met one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But anyway, you were going to get into it. Where are you guys?
I figure we're right after the...
Concert.
The concert went really well. It probably went until almost midnight, because she did like 4 encores. Because Kitsune, the pop star she is, puts on a show. It's midnight, you guys are exhausted.
I got more stuff I gotta do still. I have to go back to Riverside City.
Yeah, the next day, yeah.
No, I was told when you're done, let us know and we'll get everything taken care of.
I'm trying to remember for what?
Second surgery.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so yeah, so you know that you need to leave before midnight. Oh no. Because you're linked to the other
I was
time.
Told when I was done, let them know, and I can, you know...
Yeah, you would actually end up leaving half an hour early, because you have to do it before midnight.
I can take them back. You're kind
of... I was going to say, yeah, I figured out...
So you get zipped back, and you hit psychic surgery.
Well, I have a lot more of them now. So, yes, I'll go in, help, Reaper and...
Slingsteel.
Yeah, Slingsteel.
Alright, so give me some, I'm gonna give you a choice here.
Okay.
I'll either let you do 1 psychic surgery check at disadvantage, but it's just 1. Or you have to succeed at 3 in a row at a lower DC.
Okay. Am I allowed to use my, sorcery points?
Yes, but you'll have to reroll both dice. Or all 3 dice.
Honestly, it's probably your advantage to do all the 3.
Wait. The sorcery points affect 1 roll. So yes. I have to make 3 rolls, and I can decide to use a sorcery point. The way you made it sound is I use 1 sorcery point, I reroll all 3.
I was in my head, it was like super what? Disadvantage, but you get what I'm saying. But yeah, so it's either 3 at a lower DC or 1 at a higher DC but disadvantage.
Well, that's tricky, and I need to break 30, don't I? Or at least get close.
Well, for the.
Well, 30 is the max I can get, so.
Mm-hmm. But no, these people have already... Have they had anything done to them yet by you at all, or no?
No, I couldn't. I didn't have time.
So they still both have seeds?
No, he broke the seeds.
No, I broke the seeds.
Okay, yeah. But... So no, then it's not 30 anymore. Already been done. This is the cleanup work?
Right. This is helping fix them, get them back to...
Functional.
Oh, yes. I would make sure that the gentleman is there to help with Reaper.
Okay.
Because they work together. They're as close to friends as Reaper gets.
Correct.
Okay, that was some off-mic research that we did.
Yeah, so you can not roll at disadvantage for that one if you do the single roll.
I thought it was a single roll for
disadvantage.
Both of them.
Yeah, no.
Disadvantage.
No, this is for each person.
Ah, okay. That's difficult. That's tricky, but okay.
At least you don't have to hit 30.
So it's 1 difficult roll at disadvantage or 3
Easier rolls.
Easy rolls.
It's DC easier. 20 or it's DC 20 or DC 7.
Not that much.
Correct. But it's not its advantage.
What's your plus?
10.
7 or higher 3 times, or 10 or higher twice in a row. At the same time.
I'll go with the 7.
Alright, so give me 3 rolls.
Because then I can use sorcery points to re-roll those.
Yep. And this is for which one?
We'll start with Sling Steel because he's more important to Bright Force.
Do it.
You gonna behave?
As he talks shit to his dice. He's gonna now roll a 3.
No.
So Sling Steel, I wouldn't say he's perfect, obviously, but he is significantly better than he was. Think about him as someone who's had like 10 years of therapy after coming back from a war.
Yeah.
He's significantly better than he was, but there's still always going to be those old wounds.
Yeah.
And if you know, let's say you did like actual therapy with him while doing that for like the next couple years, he could be back to normal. But yeah. But that would be, you'd have to.
This is a long-term thing to correct fix that.
Some wounds don't heal.
Unless you have psychic surgery.
Unless you have psychic surgery.
All right, magic powers, man.
All right, so what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. What's he going to do for Reaper? The gentleman just shows up. He strolls in.
Yeah.
Looking all dapper.
Yeah.
Not at all like the raging Hulk monster you know he can become.
Yeah. So.
Gentleman.
Yep.
My creation.
Correct.
So I can do one roll regular or 3 rolls regular.
Mm-hmm.
And
basically you'll get one free reroll if you do the 3 rolls regular.
And the 3 rolls regular is
still 17.
Oh, okay. I'll do the one roll because
all you need to do is hit a 10.
Yeah, I need to hit a 10 and I've got 2 rerolls on this.
If not more,
yeah.
Disadvantage or no?
Because
gentleman's
there. Gotcha. Okay.
Gentleman. He is a gentleman.
That is a nat 20.
Is it really? Okay.
I believe him.
I use my inspiration to have you reroll that.
What the fuck, Rob?
joking.
Mike.
Yeah.
With a nat 20, you're going to get a bit more insight.
Oh, God. Like, I know that he's been raging against this, so.
Time freezes, and you're now standing in a.
Do I have gentleman with me?
No.
No.
It's just you. And there's a. The picture you saw of Reaper, like the one that your grandfather told you about, you know, how he was a loose cannon, but he always got it done. He's kind of just standing there looking at you, and you're in like a plain white field.
Okay.
And he says, who are you?
My name is Rico. I'm here to help you.
Great, so you're another one of the shrinks they tried to get into my head.
Not exactly. You've been contained for a while by a mutual enemy of ours.
Yeah, the biter, yeah.
Yeah. We found you, we got you out of there. I'm here to help calm you, hopefully, if that is what you want. I'm here to help.
Roll me a persuasion at disadvantage.
Disadvantage, damn.
Because you called him raging.
That is what it looked like.
Yes, but you don't tell someone who is doing that, that you know, like, it's word choice.
Yeah.
That became relevant there.
Remember, Mike has a 20...
Mike doesn't have a 20 charisma, but Rico does.
He would know not to say that.
Roll me wisdom, then.
Any particular wisdom?
Insight. Insight, then insight, and then if you hit a 15 on insight, you won't roll a disadvantage on the persuasion.
That's a 11 on the die, so 18.
So you realize that raging is probably the wrong term.
Yeah.
Fighting against, you know, the forces... External forces or something like that, yeah. And he says, yeah, they haven't gotten in. They don't know anything about me.
Yes. And you are no longer at risk of them.
That is yet to be seen.
That's why I'm here to help you.
Who are you again?
Rob is pantomiming something and it doesn't seem like a good idea.
No.
Can I actually elaborate?
If you want, sure.
You're the grandson of somebody.
No. They didn't get along.
They didn't get along at all.
Oh, I missed that part.
There's a reason he didn't mention it.
Gotcha.
As I said, my name is Rico, and I am a cape in Riverside City.
Great, so are
you. I go by Blastar.
So am I.
He's like, great, so am I. And do you know anybody I know?
Well, I have the gentleman with me here out, you know.
Who?
Gentleman.
The gentleman.
Just gentleman. There's no the. It actually matters.
Yes, and Rico would say it properly.
I just wanted Mike to say it properly one time. It's fine. He says, wait, I don't remember the gentleman's real name.
That's good. Mike doesn't know it either.
Hmm?
Anton?
No. No. But he says, oh, and he gives the guy's real name. He says, if he's there when I open my eyes, it'll go well. If he's not, I'm going to tear through everyone in that room.
Well, luckily he is here. Praying to God he didn't leave while I was doing this.
A bead of sweat and just the thought of, he better not have fucking left. He
says, you know what? I heard something that I don't want you to make me forget.
Okay.
Assuming you can do that. But I want you to hear it.
Okay.
Assuming you're already in my head, I'm just going to think real hard about it, okay?
All right.
Make me a constitution save.
Hey, you think you're good at those.
I am good at those.
And then a charisma saving throw as well.
Not so good at those. Well, the constitution save, I rolled a 19, so my total is 35.
Holy shit!
So, you feel like the sudden urge to puke, but then you're like, I ain't no bitch. And then, you know, you're good there.
I'm scared of this next one. Because I only have a plus 5.
Give your diet pep talk.
Oh no, only has plus 5.
That is a 17 plus 5 for 22.
So partial success.
Partial success. I couldn't even get a full success, could I?
No. DC was 23, which is, may or may not be a hint at the bad guy at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And you are trapped in a box. You are raging. You are thrashing.
Living through his...
You are thrashing against this pitch black cage. This box that
where you... Where we found him.
That you can feel... The marks where your fists have pounded in, you know, for years. And then a slit opens up. And you see looking in are these purplish, twisting eyes. And he says, and you hear in a sultry voice, you'll tell me what you know. And you feel a sudden urge to respond, but you just fight it off. And then you, like, headbutt the hole and smack it and smack the box back against it. The guy with purple eyes, he recoils back, and you see Mr. Sanguine, and he says, what languages do you speak?
That's a good question, because I just got a bunch of them. Atlantean, Egyptian, Persian, Celestial, and I had a bunch of others.
Would you speak the language of ancient Transylvania, or what do they speak in Transylvania?
Romanian.
If Gwen was teaching me.
Oh, you have a shot. Alright, what's a good number in a D12?
7.
No, wait. No, you want to go with this one, because it's a 10, and that's good for us. Here you go. There you go.
With being within 3 on a roll of 10, she's taught you some key stuff, but nothing... like
it hasn't been a full month of me using that spell yet.
It's been like 3 days.
Yeah.
5 days. So, you have... very rough grasp, and you basically hear him say he knows about the insert word you don't understand here.
Can I like clip this and save it for later?
Yes,
so I can replay it.
he knows about the insert thing here. If it gets discovered, we're ruined.
Definitely he
knows where the bodies are buried. They are, and then he gives another word you don't understand.
Got it.
And then he even found the original body.
That sounds important.
And then you hear someone say in English, we should just kill him. And he says,
good luck.
One, he says, good luck. And also, I don't know where the original founder's body is. And I need it.
Oh, fuck.
Alright. I'm, like, clipping that and making sure I save a copy of that before I do my cleanup.
And you're going to take 2 levels of exhaustion.
Ow.
If you'd fail by 5 or more, you're going to take 4 levels of exhaustion.
That's not good.
If you had failed by 10 or more, you are going to take 5 levels of exhaustion. If you had failed by 15 or more, you would have died. 6 levels of exhaustion.
Yeah.
All right. So you come to, and you are just fucked up. and you see Raper open his eyes and lock
eyes.
And
just kind of like step aside, like a gentleman step
in. And he sees gentleman, and he says,
"You push him forward."
And insert
with what guy's strength?
insert guy's name. He says, "Yeah, it's me, bud." And they just like bro hug it out for a second, and he says, "You're gonna stay with me for the next couple nights, okay? Just until you get back on your feet." And they kind of just hang out there for a while, and the FSA agent who's there is like, "You can go home. We can get you a ride if you need it."
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah,
can you actually send me back to Japan?
If you'd like, we can take you back, send you back to Japan. Actually, I think your teammate's still here. He's down the hall.
Okay. That's my ride.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that. And it's one of the researchers you've worked with before. Yeah. He's trying to figure out how your powers work.
Hey, I don't even know how they work, man.
Exactly. Which is why they want to learn, and this is how you do it.
And there's also the guy that was assisting me, too.
Correct.
The guy had some lesser version of the power, but
he's trying to learn from you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm happy to show him what I can do, but
he basically gets it once a day.
Yeah.
Or once every other day, you know?
Yeah. So, I come hobbling back.
Yeah, Demon, you see Rico walk back. He is fucked up. You know he's fucked up.
He takes a greater restoration.
He's still fucked up.
It's only one level of exhaustion now, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's less fucked up, but it's the tired look in the eyes.
Yeah, it's just like instant eye bags, and like he's walking with a bit of a limp, like you don't think he'd be quite as stealthy, you know, stuff like that.
Okay, you get two greater restorations.
I wasn't expecting that, but okay.
I got five of them, and
Given me one, and then we take a long rest, and I lose the other.
Yep.
Yes, but now he knows you're fine before you go to sleep.
Yeah.
So you guys just rip back to Japan?
First, I'm like, either you two able to sense anything off with him?
Severe psychic trauma?
Okay, just trauma. No backlash. Severe backlash from...
Oh no, something whacked him on the way out.
Yep. But nothing stayed from the backlash.
No, it was a memory.
Okay.
But it was particularly visceral.
I can imagine.
And there may not have been something trying to control the other being's mind.
But he is in control of his own mind.
Correct.
Okay, we're good to go.
Thank you, guys.
Could or could not hear them?
I can.
Now he can. Yeah, he couldn't before.
I have enough experience with them that I can.
Could I say what I was thinking?
Sure.
And it be one of the voices that's in his head?
I don't remember, so sure.
I don't think Mr. Sanguine is done messing with his mind.
I know. That's why I was making sure they could... I actually didn't even know if they could check to make sure he was fine.
Yes, nothing new.
Just the usual fucked up.
Just the usual fucked up.
Gotcha. Alright. In Japan in 3, 2, welcome to Mexico.
No.
Japan.
So.
Yeah, Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up in Japan. So,
all of the girls are in our room with me and Allison, and we're all just hanging out playing a cozy game on the TV. And sing.
Right. So you guys come back, and you're both just kind of tired.
Jet lag.
It's also been a long day.
It's been a long day, yeah.
Jet lag with teleportation.
Teleportation, like, is way worse than jet lag, because there's the old bit about the Concorde. He's like, "Don't take the Concorde." He's like, "I got on it, and I got there before I fucking left."
Yeah.
It does something to you. It's like that. You went back in time. It's real scary. Your brain's, like, trying to rationalize it, and it just doesn't work.
No, I'm sure his brain is fine.
Yeah.
His is all screwed up.
No, he's all fucked up.
We were inside. We didn't change the setting at all other than, you know, outside, so lights were still on.
I guess you're right. It wouldn't be as bad.
Yeah. We didn't step outside for an hour and go, "What the hell?"
Yeah, you come back to Japan and you're still tired. You've been awake for like 18 hours today, 20 hours today. It's time for
bed. It's been a long day.
So you guys separate into your individual rooms. The girls get done with their cozy game. They ended up playing the Stardew Valley board game.
That's not a cozy game.
Isn't it?
That's a board game. Yeah, that's a cozy board game. I said video game.
Okay, since that was the question of the day.
Yeah, so I guess some kind of four-player version of that on the TV.
Stardew Valley has four players.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what they're
playing. And then Luna's freaking out. You guys spent all of my money! Come on!
And it's no longer a cozy game. Now it's stressful.
Why did you buy so much wood? We could just go and chop wood in the forest. Are you kidding me?
It takes too much time.
Well, we only had like 4 hours before the guys got back. All right. And you should just sit Shinsoku just kind of like chilling. Actually, she's probably hanging out with Kitsune.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of commiserating, not commiserating, but like just, what's the word? Like kibitzing with her.
Kibitzing,
you know?
And yeah.
Just enjoying being among contemporaries. She
and
says,
famous.
Yeah. It's good to be famous. She says, oh, before I forget, I was asked to give you this. I had the text check it out. It seems like it's legit. There's nothing off about it. But I was told you'd need it. And okay. She hands you a Edo era silver coin. I don't know what the currency was in Japan back in the Edo era, but it's a silver coin with a hole through it. But in the place of where it would be a hole, it's a gemstone. Like a mm-hmm. like a topaz or something. Nothing super precious, but it's weird. It's not common.
So who gave this to you?
Are you holding did you take it from her hand yet? She's kinda holding it out for you.
Still. No, I have not taken it from my hand yet.
Okay. Taken it from her hand.
Okay. Her yeah, hand yet. Mm-hmm. Cause I know what.
Oh. She goes by Amaterasu.
Okay.
She's not around much anymore, but she was big.
I know
ago.
Exactly where she is.
Really? She's been missing for like, she comes, yeah. She shows up every once in a while, but she's been missing for like 30 years.
Yeah. She'll still stay missing for quite a while.
All right. I know you don't budge once you say no, so I'm just going to not. Cool. But yeah, she gave this to me. No, I'm sorry. This is a two part. They gave it, Amaterasu gave it to them, who then gave it to you. That was someone named Raijin. Raijin, you would know because you've never met him, but he's been in Japan. He's a lightning and thunder based super. He does it with taiko drums.
R-A-I.
R-A-I, okay.
J-I-N, yeah.
I like watched him write it down. I was like,
I knew it was right, but.
The name you're looking for, I think it's Kiloten?
No.
Genteel?
That's his son.
Okay. I'm going through book two trying to see if it was listed there.
I have the document. Natalie actually has the document.
But,
what?
The slides. What's Gentleman's real name?
Oh.
You have slides in
your tablet. I was going to say it's going to take me a minute, but I can find them.
It's in slides. All right.
But I didn't want to interrupt out loud. So.
No, you're good. So, you said, Raijin said he got it from Amaterasu, and he gave it to me because he knew I'd be seeing you before anybody else in Japan.
Okay.
Seeing as I was your handler.
I will reach out and I'll take the coin.
All right, so it lights brilliantly and the quartz goes blue.
It was topaz, then it was quartz, and now it's blue.
It was a clear crystal that then shot blue.
Oh.
So, yeah, so basically it went from the gold color,
to
color
blue.
Of lightning, to clear, as it cleared its past
it.
Person, and then to blue for...
No, really, that's real. And you notice that, like, on you look a little closer at the coin, and there are eight spots, of which four are filled. There's a sun, a drum with a lightning bolt, a crashing wave. There's a
what's the other filled one?
Hmm? Yeah.
Before you say the unfilled,
sun and the drum with lightning
and water. You said there were four filled, four yes. unfilled,
and there's also a torii gate, which you would take with your knowledge. You'd take it to be Izanami or Izanagi, one of the two. Probably, depending on when or what state of the mythos you're in. And you're going to realize that it's like the eight core Japanese gods from myth. The names of which I am drawing a blank on, but I know that it's either six or eight. Let me look.
Well, if it's six, then we're much closer.
Mm-hmm. I could probably take away one then.
Paul, did I make the presentation?
Yes, you did.
Okay. That's...
Major Kami... All right, Amaterasu, Ame no Uzume. There'd be like a tornado or like a whirlwind looking, but you know is Fujin. Mizuno Kami is who you are, but he is also in the realm of Sujin, the god of water.
Okay, I got the name.
And I don't really like a lot of these, so I'm going to not use them. Oh, and there's a bottle, which is Okunimushi. Okunimushi. O-K-U-N-I. N-U as H-I. Oku Inushi. That's really hard to say. And how many is that? Five or six?
That's six.
I'm actually going to let that be it. I'm not going to do any more. So it's six. It's six, not eight.
Okay.
So number one, Gentleman's name is Al Hilo.
Al Hilo?
Yeah. And then Reaper says that he died in 2010.
That's what they thought, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I thought he was missing for a lot longer.
Yeah, and then this one faked his death.
Ah.
But he's been missing. I got webs within webs. All right, okay. So, but that's what you get, and it lights up, and then you feel a strange pulling art, or Shinsoku, toward the north. Because, you know, you're already north. You're up in Hokkaido. You're up in, I think it's Hokkaido, like very north.
Mm-hmm.
But you feel a pull north.
No, we were more south.
Okay, so then you would feel a pull towards Okinawa.
Okay.
Like the southern island. And it's pretty strong. Not like you have to go there, but like you feel like it's a good idea. And she says, well, that's strange. Change colors. I'm going to assume that I don't need to know what that is.
Probably not.
If you need help, let me know.
I'll let you know. You know that. You would be most likely, you know, probably the fourth call because I'd call the team first. But
if you want, I can get you Raijin's number. He's a pretty good guy. I mean, he's a bit loud.
I think one of my team would probably enjoy him. Yeah, I have a suspicions. I know what this is, but the number, just in case something goes sideways, would be very helpful.
And she just, you know, passes you an AR card with his number on it. It's a Japanese number, so you know, long as hell.
Mm-hmm.
They really are. They're super long. Yeah,
okay.
So yeah, you guys have a nice night, and you're used to, you know, late nights hanging out with her, and then you guys crash.
I am up all night trying to fix what they messed up in Stardew Valley.
I think Allison would force you to go to sleep about 2 a.m.
I think.
And, like, hold you down.
Claire would fix that for you. Here, let me just modify the game.
No.
Oh, I know. Yeah, Claire definitely does it. When you go to the bathroom, you come back and, like, all your like, resources that are at 99.99999.
I wanted to play Vanilla. Damn it, guys.
She says, hold on, and she puts it back to exactly what it was when you guys started playing that night.
No, she has it, didn't make it straight nines in resources, but she allows her to go into debt without her knowing, so if she overspends, it still works out.
No,
so it's like having infinite money.
I think, no, she just puts it back to exactly what it was before you started that
Thank
night.
You.
Sorry.
So it's not your fault.
I don't play cozy games. I just thought, get resources, make money.
No, but exactly. I told you to chop some firewood. I didn't tell you to go see the person to get wood. I didn't tell you to go see Robin and get a bunch of wood.
I'm no SCV. Gotta go. And then she goes. So you guys, like I said, go to sleep. You wake up in the morning. There's a beautiful breakfast.
I'm going to do my usual language thing.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure I get the three of them this time.
Well, yeah. And you're like, I'm learning.
Need to learn.
All right. And
Rico looks like...
I leave it to you guys. You're at breakfast. Is there anything you want to do at breakfast? Or are we jumping through?
Well, I will make sure you guys, you know, I need to get my languages and make sure that, you know, I'm still learning. We're working on two new ones with you guys, and then I'm still working on Romanian,
mm-hmm.
with Gwen.
Which Gwen is fluent in.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to head back today? Well,
I have been given something from some of the other Japanese gods.
Okay.
Or their, not necessarily the gods, but their...
Avatars.
Based on what we learned at the Hero Forge...
Yeah,
I was supposed to find my... I guess,
God, that was like 6 months ago.
Piers, and I... This is pulling me in a direction that...
Oh, it looks nice.
Yeah. The gem was more of a topaz last night.
Hmm. Neat.
Yeah. I'm just not sure what's going to happen when I actually connect with the other two.
Yeah.
Because we got...
Your purpose will be revealed.
Yeah. So we got four right now, and we got two more to find. And it's pulling me towards Okinawa right now. So okay. Are we all up for a side trip?
I am.
Okay.
If, I look to the guests that have been traveling with us.
We're good to stay here.
All right. I was going to say, you guys good if you just want to stay here a couple more?
We're going to see if we can get as far as Brightforce did, as Luna did in Stardew Valley while she's gone. We're going to start our own playthrough on a different file.
Can I please start the new game for you so you don't override my
mine? No, I'm going to do it. They pull out their Switch 3, their Switch 2, so like, we're going to use ours.
Oh, okay.
We bought the game last night.
I mean, it's pretty affordable. It's a pretty good game, too, so Natalie, I get it.
You have somebody that's expertise in technology in the group there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to cheat.
No, I'm saying I think they could figure out how not to delete your file.
That's true.
Yeah, but then people can roll ones.
Just for giggles. She got a 6 plus 14, 20. She's fine.
I thought you were going to do all four of them.
Another 6.
A 15 and a 14.
So they're fine, yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Like raw numbers, yeah. All right. So, you guys are... Okinawa's not close. Like, it's a third of a country away.
Right.
So if you go by water, Ert will get there in like 45 minutes.
How fast do you move in water now?
Very.
120
miles an hour.
Something like that.
I believe the term ungodly gets thrown around.
Damn!
So
the term is damn!
So those two race, and we're just like, I guess we get out.
Well, which one do you want?
Oh, my God. No, I get left behind.
And then I fake you out, and then I come back, and I grab you, and then put you under my arm.
Correction, Brayforce just jumps.
Yeah.
I know, that's what I did.
Yeah. Why's the only slow one?
Wait, and then
he flies, he swims, she jumps, I get stuck behind, like,
I fake him out, and then I come back, and then I just
hailing
kinda,
a cab.
And then I pick you up, and I throw you under my arm, and I go, let's go!
You get full-on scoop. Make me a con save.
It's like plus 14. He'll be fine.
That's a 9 plus 16 for 25.
Yeah, you feel like your bowels drop for a second, but you manage
to... Yeah, the stomach drops out as you're like,
he manages to clench his sphincter instead of getting literally this shit jumped out of him. And you're leaping behind, and you're jumping, you're faster than Demon is.
Oh.
I did the math because of how high her strength is. And it's just, you're just bounding, but you're keeping pace, just...
Yeah, so I'm having a conversation. Wait, no, I got us all on the telepathic link.
Yep.
You're jumping like the Hulk. You know, he just kind of yeets himself.
Mm-hmm.
He yeets for distance, you know? Yeah!
How you doing down there?
And so you guys make it down to Okinawa, and it still takes probably like 2-3 hours, but you make it to like the island of Okinawa, and you're standing on it, and it's just... gorgeous. It's almost untouched. There's very little industry there. In this world, it was kind of never really screwed with too badly. So it's there is one city there, but it's mostly rural.
Whoa, whoa.
Rural.
Whoa,
whoa. Rural.
Yeah.
All right. So you're there, and Art, you feel there. The coin is pulling you toward the only city.
Okay.
I don't know what the city is called, but I'm not looking it up.
Wow.
Damn it, now I have to look it up, because now I can't.
Our two viewers from that area are like...
God, I wish we had two viewers from that area. That'd be two more than we have now. All right, Okinawa City.
That is literally the name.
I swear to God, it's going to be the fucking name. It's literally just fucking Okinawa.
I love it.
It's not even Okinawa City, it's just... It is on the southern edge. Or no, no, it's not. Okay, yeah, Okinawa is the capital of Okinawa. No one's surprised. Mm-hmm. It is down there. And yeah, there's Naha and Ikoman and Nago. It's Naha and Nago. Let's say it's actually in Nago, which is like halfway through. And you feel it pulling and you're like, oh, okay. And it's kind of a beachy town. It's very pretty. I'm looking at it in the pictures right now. And there's a pretty big... there's a pretty big like flower garden. And... you feel drawn there. And what were the two symbols you have that aren't lit up?
A bottle
and the wind. Wind.
All right, good deal.
And
so while we have time, while we're sitting there flying...
3 hours, yeah.
I've got time to mull over that clip and my new understanding of the language.
Oh, because you get...
I know what she knows.
So, yeah. So what were the three things you needed?
Well, it was blank, blank, and blank. So
what was the context around them?
I know something about the original founder's body. You specifically cut out key words and made the sentence unintelligible.
Mm-hmm. So he knows where the bodies are. The bodies are
right.
The skeletons are
the original. Something about the original founder's body.
Yes, and the original founder is Sanguine. Didn't found care. He bought it.
Ah, okay.
Supposedly bought it or inherited it, but you know he couldn't have inherited it because he's. Hundreds of years old.
He could have, but there's a whole nother thing behind that.
Like his father is also long-lived.
Or like a grifter, yes. He married somebody and their parent died.
Correct.
And he acquired it from his now-dead ex-wife or whatever.
They always call him the founder because it was just a small organization before. It was probably one or two hospitals.
And he brought it.
To where it is now.
Right.
Okay.
And the other one, I'm trying to remember what it was.
And we can't play back the recording at all?
Not right now.
I'd have to stop the whole recording and then pop it into my laptop, play it.
That would not work so well.
I'm literally trying to remember right now.
Seems like the only valid solution. Can't think of it.
Son of a bitch, hold on. I thought you would write down the sentence around it.
I wrote down keynotes.
What was the keynote around it?
Original founder's body. Everything else, I thought you were just going to repeat the whole thing.
Yeah, I honestly thought you had that plan.
He did. They don't know where it's at. That's the thing.
Right. He knows.
He saw what they did.
Right.
He saw them, and essentially, it was the word for. It was the Romanian word for cape. He saw where they captured a cape, and it was like it's the word for capture and torture. He saw the torture chamber.
Huh.
Basically.
So this sounds like information we might need to get to some of the higher-ups.
Correct. But you know that now that he's semi-functional, or functional, you could probably get it out of him directly. But the thing is, he said, make me forget it. So, but he didn't forget that information, but that means you'll have to go back in.
Yeah.
Maybe another session with him?
Maybe.
But I digress. So, but that's basically what it was. That was something I had planned for a later session, and I didn't have the notes written up for it yet.
Ah.
I have plenty of for shit you guys haven't done, so.
So let's switch up the task and go to Mexico now.
Well, we're in Okinawa, so let's...
Yeah, so you go to the flower garden, and it's gorgeous. I mean, it's huge. It's probably a city block.
Is this another one of those hidden ones that we can't find?
Nope. I wouldn't say a tourist trap, but it's a tourist destination.
Ah.
It's probably, like, the largest actual, like... It's not just a flower garden, but it's, like, a botanical garden... In the world, it's what, like a mile on a side. It's huge, in the middle of a Japanese city. It's a mile of just plants, and you feel or the coin is kind of pulling you toward one of the more secluded areas where like the plants that don't really love sunlight are.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you guys like just fly in? Do you go pay?
We'll go pay.
Yeah, it's an inconsequential amount of money, but I was just making sure you weren't dirt bags. So you guys go in, and you're kind of wandering, and the smells are just, like, heady with just sakura and, and a bunch of plants I don't know the names of, and insert cool-looking Japanese plants here. Until you finally get back into, like, the more, there's, like, artificial shade put up, because they're plants that don't love sunlight, but need, like, moonlight, so, like, an indirect sun. And sitting back in there is a probably... 17-year-old girl, just...
Question.
Yes.
In this whole area, does my true sight pick up anything different than the rest of the group?
Yeah, some of these plants are, like, moving. They're probably creatures, but they're hiding. You get the feeling that there might be something that has awakened them.
Like the surge, or a person?
Like a spell awaken.
Ah.
And is using them as guards. You see a lot of, like, a beautiful flower with needles that you see move. Like it could spray them. Things like that.
Hmm.
And then you also see that one of the statues of a lion, it's not a statue. It's a golem.
You know what? While we're approaching this, I'm going to cast Speak with Plants.
Cool.
I was going to say, hey, Luna, you talk to animals. Can you talk to these plants too?
No.
I also have speak with animals on my list too.
So you can't speak with plants?
Yeah.
And you hear a cacophony of, there's people here. Someone tell her. They're walking straight towards her. Make sure she knows.
Do you relay this through the net?
Yeah. The plants are talking and they are betraying our location.
Yeah, so?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be...
I'm not trying to
sneak up on her.
We're not.
I am approaching.
I'm just listening intently.
We come in peace. I know. We mean no harm. We will be fine.
I know.
Don't have to be so paranoid.
I'm not being paranoid. I'm just telling you, plants are awake. All I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, he's being paranoid.
Yeah, so there, like I said, there's a probably no more than 17-year-old Japanese schoolgirl just sitting in a field of flowers that are all leaning toward her. And she's working with what looks like a chemistry set. But it's older? And then you realize it's an alchemy set. And she is making something, like, as you watch, magic is happening.
Eat.
Yes. I am gonna slowly approach.
Like, the second you touch the grass of that glade, she says, hi, Shinsoku. Dylan, whatever you want to be called.
Oh, you know, well, you know me, huh?
I think everybody in Japan knows you now.
Yeah. Oh, no, I've known you since you came back, since you can't hit Japan. The plants talk.
I've been recently...
But she hasn't looked up.
That's fine. I just, you know, I you know, do the standard deep bow going...
I'm translating for Luna. Mentally.
The only one who doesn't speak Japanese, yeah. No, she's speaking English.
Oh.
Perfect English.
I'm still translating.
You're just repeating everything that they're saying.
I'm saying it in Japanese, though.
Then he gets hit.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of helpful.
God.
I mean, it's totally an older brother thing to do.
I have been given a token that, if I don't miss my guess, needs to be activated by several of the avatars.
Tommy touched?
Yes.
Yeah.
It has directed me here. I was wondering if you would do me the favor and take the coin for a moment.
Sure. Just don't step on the flowers.
I will not step on the flowers. Is the grass okay?
As he floats like 3 inches off the ground.
You do have do you still have a fly speed?
No.
No.
Yes. Okay. You're a wizard. You have fly.
That's true.
I have fly.
I have fly.
Or you have levity. Oh, you just kind of get pushed. So yeah, you float on over, and she says, "That's a nice trick."
Mm-hmm.
She looks at you, and she holds out her hand. She does still has not looked up, and she holds out her hand, and she touches the coin, and it flares the bright green for a second, and then the little elk potion bottle lights up, and she says, "Aw, man, my fun times are coming to an end, aren't they?"
Probably. Things are.
She looks up at you, and her eyes are the same color green as those. As the coin, and they're not brightly glowing, but that is not a natural shade. It's like seeing someone with like glowing emerald eyes. It's kind of disconcerting, but you realize that it's probably just her using her powers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. You've never seen it yourself, but you know when you use your water, you will learn. You use your water powers, you get a blue glow to your eyes.
So we've seen it.
No, he's always inside armor.
Oh, right.
Now you do, but now you didn't before.
Yeah. I've always seen it.
No, he was in armor.
Venator.
Oh, yeah, Venator, yeah. Yes.
Yes.
So, yeah, things are... There's a lot of things that are happening that are not going to be good. Hopefully, we will be able to...
Something told me I had to make this. I think it's for you.
Oh.
And she hands you the potion she was working on. It's in a clay gourd, and it's got a really traditional stopper, like, you know... With, you know, a wrapped rag, you know, that's been dipped and it's in wax.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I don't know what it is. I was just told to make it. I just got a feeling I needed to make it.
I appreciate that.
I don't know what it is.
Well, if we got 11 minutes, we can find out.
Yeah.
Legend lore's a minute.
Identify.
He doesn't need the ritual.
He has it at will. So it's a minute.
Then there you go.
Yeah.
And while he's doing his casting, I'm actually talking with her on the plans and requesting if she can actually make a potion.
I don't work for you. I don't work for anybody. I guess technically I work for the plants.
I knew it. Mm-hmm. But, I was gonna freaking say that.
But like, if I wanted to, I could touch the tree I'm leaning against and disappear from here. So.
Well, yeah. Oh. No. I'm
not really chill. That. Care. Oh. Yeah. If you need to go anywhere in Japan, I took a gap year after graduating high school at 13 and traveled around the country. She's a genius chemist. Mm-hmm. you can just tell, like, and she uses alchemy. So she's got, like, chemistry and alchemy working together to make something crazy. And, yeah, she does chat with you for a minute, like, because you show interest and you have expertise in nature. Oh, no, you have proficiency in nature?
Oh, you're actually talking to me.
Yeah.
I thought she was basically being rude.
While you're doing the spell, you can't really do anything
else. I have expertise, plus 13.
So she actually gives you the time of day because of that.
I'm going to rephrase it to, I got a challenge for you. See if you
can
make
something. Now she's listening, yes.
I mean, I'm showing interest, but I don't know anything of what alchemy falls under.
Hmm?
I don't have nature, but my girlfriend is an alchemist, so, you know.
Yeah, she would be great here, but she isn't here. You didn't bring her with.
So my challenge is, we have this person that we're going up against that is immune, or will probably be immune to some light effects, radiant damage in game terms.
Yes, I understand.
The challenge is, can you concoct something that might break said immunity?
Okay, so what's your challenge again?
I'm looking for something to break said immunity to radiant damage.
Well, I can't do that. Sun, plants love sun. Most of them do, and even the ones that don't love it still need it.
Mm-hmm.
But what I can do is I could make you something that you could potentially make him vulnerable to something else.
Okay.
Would that work?
Yeah.
I can't guarantee it'll work, but I can try.
Mm-hmm.
I've got all the gardens here that I could go to, but the problem is they don't. Well, the plants would let me in. I'm not allowed to go into the restricted area. Where I would have some of the more rare stuff is. That's only for special events.
Gotcha.
So I can do what I can, but can you show me a picture of where you live in the States?
Yeah. I pull an AR photo of Riverside City.
Okay.
The
garden on the top of the arcology.
Yeah.
I got a better one.
Our private garden? I was going to leave that one out, because that's yours, not mine.
That also isn't in this plane. So she couldn't use it.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I can take it. What I'll do is I'll leave it in the top bough there. I'll leave it on top of the roots there. The tree will hide it for you until you show up.
Okay.
If I finish it. And I'll leave a note outside of it with, what name do you want me to put on it?
Damon.
Okay. I can do that. I'll do my best, but it could take a couple weeks. It's a pretty complicated mix if I've got it right.
Yep.
I'm actually going to see if she's a shot at it or not, just for you. I'm actually rolling for three weeks worth of effort so far. So far, she's not failed yet. And there it is. She actually fails in the third week.
I used my inspiration to have her re-roll it.
That is not how that works. It is not you rolling.
I've used it for other people.
You're right.
It affects the party.
It succeeds in last week. This is the moment. It's 1 month. That fails as well.
Can I use a sorcery point?
No.
Do we want this? Because I do have one inspiration left.
I only had the one inspiration. And I figured any advantage in that final fight will be helpful. I really thought it'd be cute to have her make the thing to... Because he plans to become immune to radiant damage.
Yeah.
And so to break his immunity, at least lower it to resistance.
I'll use mine.
You did it. You will in 1 month, so let's say like May 1st, you will see there will be a potion bottle there. Just write that down somewhere, May 1st potion bottle. And what it's going to do is it's going to act as a grenade, and it'll give everything within 10-foot radius of it vulnerability to fire, because it's a plant. Makes them more plant-like.
Okay.
And it is a DC 25 con save. Yeah, she rolled really well on the one that mattered.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it gives them plant-like qualities for an hour.
So really don't hit them with sunlight during that.
Correct. It would heal, the radiant would then heal them.
Do I get through the...
Yeah, so you get through the identify, and it is a dual-purpose potion. If you drink it, it will function as a potion of supreme healing, and it will also let you enact a short rest.
Okay.
That's good for wizards.
One time. It's just like, you drink it. It's like a gourd, like the size of like a pop bottle. But you know that the potion inside will just like, essentially it's going to shoot itself into your, like, you open the cork and you make sure your lips over top of it. You pop it, because it's compressed. If you break the gourd, it's going to function as a vitriolic sphere cast at 9th level.
And for those of you playing at home,
it's a shitload of d4s.
Not as many as you'd hope, or at least I'd hope.
It's a lot.
Yeah, but being upcast to that won't be as great as a 9th level spell itself, but it's still decent damage.
Yeah, it's an acid ball that persists, and it will move.
4th level base, and increases by 2d4 per level, so additional 10d4.
Yeah, so it's 20d4.
And the next turn they take 5d4 until they save.
An acid that sticks to them.
Yep. It's an herbicide, basically, so it will be doubly effective against
the plant. Yeah.
So either it'll save your life.
Neat.
Or it will fuck them up later.
Mm-hmm. Neat.
Alright.
I like it. So, does he get the coin back?
Yeah, she didn't even take the coin, she just touched it.
Ah. Is it still green, or is it blue again, because it's in his hand?
Yeah, actually, he noticed that the color goes away.
Hmm. So there's no color to it now?
Correct.
Is there a new pull?
I don't know, is there a new
pull? It's super faint, you can't really tell where it's coming from.
Yes, there is a very, very slight pull, I just don't know which way it's...
It's almost like... You're in the exact wrong spot to find out where it would go.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Boreal, you hear of anything like this before?
Nothing I can talk about.
Worth a shot.
Anything you can think about?
Hey, I'm the one who gets into semantics, not you. That's Boreal.
Yeah. I like to think we have a positive relationship like that. I can talk to them and they joke back.
Which is why he was giving you shit.
Exactly.
So, I appreciate the potion.
Of course.
You do also have me at a disadvantage since you have not given me.
I'm Hannah.
Hannah.
H-A-N-A, which means flower in Japanese. Or Hana, probably, but...
She's not
I
giving...
I looked it up. Oh, I know, but I'm thinking of a different thing that I think it also means.
She's not giving me the time of day.
No, she's been friendly to you. She's not been rude.
Okay, so if you really like gardening, there is a game that I think you would like called Stardew Valley.
Yeah, before I'm wrong, make sure I'm not batshit crazy. Yeah, it means flower. That's it. If it was Hane, it means flower, picture, favor, or benefit. But she's just Hana. And she says, yeah, I also go by alchemist.
I believe Hana also means nose.
I don't know.
You don't nose?
It's not that character. Because it's a different character.
Oh, God. I don't know. If you're ever looking for...
I wanted to say the capital of Okinawa.
Let me know.
I'm sorry, what?
If you're ever looking for something from the waters, let me know. I'll be happy to get it for you.
There's this really cool cool flower that grows in the Okinawa Bay.
Okay.
Underwater. Mm-hmm. Or it's not really a flower, it's just a plant.
Yep.
But if you wouldn't mind picking it up.
Sure.
I have to hire a trawler every time I want to get some.
That's fine. How much would you like?
She holds out like a 6-inch by 6-inch box in her hand. She's like, can you fill this up?
Absolutely.
You don't have to be... Don't be rough, but don't be gentle. Like, fill it up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, and if you come back here, I'll get you guys wherever you need to go. I'll take you there. Or I'll send you there.
Okay.
Just come back here.
Side quest.
No, it's literally, he says, I do that. While you're in there, you notice that the junk you expect to find is gone. Like, it isn't there. And you realize that there's probably a super who has the ability to, like, clean up pollution in the area, and they've been working. And you're going to find that those are pretty common.
Yeah.
A lot of them, what they do is they'll suck in a pollutant, and then they'll pop out, like, the purified version or whatever it is. Like, carbon turns into diamonds. So, I'm in Pittsburgh. They just suck it out, and they just spill out diamonds from their fingers. Hmm. And it's the world's way of fixing itself.
So yes, I will definitely go get her some.
Yep, it's just a special kind of seaweed that only grows there.
Yep.
You come back, and she says, okay, where would you like to go? Just show me a picture of where you want to go.
Okay, so
as long as there's a tree in it, I'll be able to send you there.
Or a
large bush.
Cactus.
A plant of large size or greater.
No, we have to actually go back and
we gotta get the girls.
We gotta pick up the people.
Gotta pick up the.
Every one of our plus ones was female.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yeah.
So we gotta go get the girls.
Gotta go get the girls.
I was about to say, even Shade, then I realized it was Allison was the plus one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shade has some family stuff going on.
Kinda, yeah.
So yeah, you guys pop back. Yep. She just takes you to, like, the secretary tree that's outside the door.
Mm-hmm.
You just go. You're in. And you see through the door, the tree, she waves. She says, don't be a stranger. Oh, and she gave you her card.
Yeah, I'll give her mine. Say if you're ever...
I guess, no, it wouldn't be alchemist. It'd be something, like, potion related, though.
Does the tree wave?
Yeah,
I thank the tree.
It says, "Oh, you're very welcome." What would be a good name of someone who like chucks potions as their way to fight?
Chucker, Chucky.
No.
Oh,
I'm literally I'm drawing a blank on what the thing is called.
Yeah, I.
Oh, she says, I go by Mixie, M-I-X-I.
I was gonna
short
say
for mixologist.
Hurler. Nope.
And, you know, she, like, makes a potion, and she can, like, throw it and make a fireball or whatever, which is kind of cool.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And she has that, and then she has the plant power. So she's got, like, an alchemy thing and then a plant thing. The plant power set. She's probably one of the more powerful people you've met, but she's trying to just chill. 17-year-old
love
girl is kind of chilling.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
So you go back, you pick up the girls. They have not gotten as far as you did in Stardew Valley because mm-hmm. that shit takes real lifetime to get through things. Mm-hmm. And they're like, damn it, we thought we could pass you, and they can't.
Until you look at Claire's record.
Yeah, she cheated.
It's but Claire cheats.
She only changed the acceleration of time in it.
I repeat, Claire cheats. They go through, and also she souped up her Switch 2 with like all kinds of upgraded mm-hmm. bits so that games run smoother. And an 8K.
Mm-hmm. 8K? Probably 16 by then.
A bunch of K.
32G?
So you guys come there and you pick up the girls. You're like, let's go home. Everyone have anything they want? Oh, we want to go shopping. We did that the other day. No, we're going home. So
did I get the thing for 9?
You got another thing
yes.
of
treats.
Have it in the bag.
Yeah. Dango and Mochi.
Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You went and bought like the I'm an ultra big collector box. It's like it costs you like a grand, but it's like a tower of Dango like in a box. That would take her, like, at least a month to get through.
Hopefully.
Maybe.
She keeps it inside Bob so it doesn't age.
Yep.
Alright. Which is really gonna suck when you go on vacation and take it with you.
Vacation, all I ever wanted. And as they arrive back in Riverside City, they realize that they have a couple things they could go and do.
Just a couple?
Yeah. Or a dozen. Or Shinsoku feels a bit of a pull, and it's pulling south.
Okay.
Mexico. And a little bit east.
Yeah.
To Mexico.
And with that, it's time to end. Good night, everybody.
Good
night. Take care.
Bye.